Hello everyone, this is Dan Riley. We've all heard the stereotype of the quote-unquote dumb jock. The massive athlete who's all brawn and no brains. Far too often, we hear athletes making bad decisions off the field, whether regarding the law or financial mistakes, and we chalk it up to not using their minds enough. Problem is that just isn't true in most cases. I've heard stories of athletes who went on to become president, i.e. Gerald Ford, actors, and even teachers. Some former quote-unquote dumb jocks are teaching your children right this minute. So be careful who you apply this stereotype to. Heck, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills even went to an Ivy League school, and apparently did very, very well in his classes. The problem is, the media focuses too much on guys like Ben Roethlisberger, who didn't wear a helmet riding a motorcycle, or Ron Artest. Bill Bradley, a basketball player, went to higher places in the world. He wound up in Congress. Some wind up working at our nation's colleges, educating young minds. They, like the Bill Bradleys of the world, wind up going on to bigger and better things after their playing days. Some athletes become novelists, like former Atlanta Falcon Tim Green. Of course, you fail to realize athletes have to use a different kind of intelligence anyway to find the open man in basketball or understand what pitch is being thrown in Major League Baseball. That's an intelligence involving understanding the environment around you. The sad truth is, the press focuses too much on situations like former basketball players Latrell Sprewell's legal issues or Ray Rice hitting his girlfriend. Most are tame away from the field and live regular lives afterward. Yes, even the ones in contact sports. Hockey and football players know stereotypes about guys who play their game, and they can't afford to get in a bar fight or flunk too many tests in class because life will get harder for them if they do that, and it'll get harder for every single one of their teammates. Athletes are simply expected to use their bodies, and sometimes in some sports wreak physical damage on other people during games. Problem is, we simply assume that athletes don't wind up using their brains because of all the physical activity. That's a stereotype that, for the record, goes back to ancient Greece thousands of years ago. The problem is, we oversimplify the situation to the point where we tolerate the media only focusing on this stuff. Some athletes go on to regular, boring lives after their playing days, and most probably don't live very exciting lives playing either. In the end, we have to ask, who's really the dumb person here? This is Dan Riley. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.